Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Cattle futures today were much stronger here. We were $3 higher on August feeders at 149.17. So a really good late day rally here. September's 280 higher. October closed 262 points higher. So across the board on the feeder cattle, we're strong. Live cattle were strong as well, but not quite as strong as the feeders. August were only up 80 at 112.80. October's up 92 cents. They were at 112.87. Technically speaking, it looked like mid-morning we hit a new high, and then that caused some buy stops to be hit, and that drove it up. The rally didn't really last that long. It looks also like we're going back to some resistance levels on the feeder. There is a gap set about 2 weeks ago. It's in the 150 area. The 151 area on the August feeders, and it looks like we could go fill that, and that could be kind of the next target. Live cattle, not as close to it as the feeder cattle. We're still a good ways away, about $4 or so away on the October live cattle. And then at midday, box beef was up. Select was up 108 at 206.83. Select was up 87 at 198.71. Of course, that choice select spread continues to be tight. Sell barn numbers this week seem to be lower, but steady to a little bit better than last week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were lower across the board, led by soybeans. Soybeans were really disappointing here, and they closed down nearly 37 cents on November beans, all the way down to 970. So a disappointing day there, and that led corn lower. Corn was about 7 to 8 lower. Chicago wheat, 10 to 13 lower. Kansas City, 8 to 10 lower. So lower across the board. Cotton futures did hold a positive today, up 40 to 50 cents there on the first 2 months. Seems like the main driver for the lower market on corn and beans is the fact that hasn't really been any real weather threat, and there isn't any in the two-week forecast. Weather looks favorable, and during this important August 1st time frame where the corn begins to pollinate, there just isn't a threat. So we're taking the weather premium out of it. And also, the U.S. dollar has ticked up the last 2 days, and I think that might be causing a little bit of pressure because it's gone up. Now, exports up to this point have been really good. Now we're above where we need to be in terms of where we were last year, quite a bit above it actually, but the dollar inching up may have a little bit of pressure, but I really think the main driver here today is just no weather issues at this point. Of course, there's still some drought areas in the Dakotas, but overall it looks like we're having pretty good conditions for the corn and soybeans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.